It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Alyssa Potter. She is a Prevention Coalition Coordinator for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. And this week, they launched a great new program called Know Your Script. And this was really a collaborative effort of everybody down there at Four Corners getting together and finding and deciding how they could help the most people in this area that need help with their prescription medications. And they decided something rather ingenious. We're going to talk about that and get into this program with Alyssa. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Dave.
So let's talk about the Know Your Script program, kind of how it all got started and where you guys are today.
Sure. So Know Your Script is an initiative that was made available to communities in Utah that have been affected by the opioid epidemic. Know Your Script is exactly that. It's all about knowing your prescription, knowing your role, and what you can do to keep yourself, your community, and your environment safe. So we heard about the availability of the initiative through grant funding, and we went to work at the end of last year. Our prevention team started writing for that grant. We were awarded it in the spring, and you know, we just really tried to come up with a way that would be the most useful. You know, we would reach the most community members, and it would have the most impact.
And
that brings us to today.
And that is the great thing. Kind of, we were talking before we came on the air about who came up with the idea to do what you've done, because you have created mobile billboards, and we know that this doesn't happen, so I would say it's big hats off to the people at Savage, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, our little idea wouldn't have gone anywhere without their partnership. So, yeah, it's a huge thank you to them for being willing and gracious and really overall amazing to work with.
And so what are people going to start seeing as they're driving down on Highway 10 or wherever their Savage trucks? What are they going to start seeing on the sides of those?
So we contacted 10 local coal miners. Two of them are current working in Carbon and Emery counties. And then the other four are retired that have worked in Carbon and Emery County coal mines. And we got together with local photographer Danry Cammons and created a really cool image of our coal miners in their hats with their lamps on, with their lights on their safety hats. And they, you know, turned out amazing. Our message is don't be left in the dark. Know your script. We believe that we can't help what we don't know. So if we can educate our community on safe prescription use, safe storage, safe disposal, we can pull ourselves out of this crisis for the opioid epidemic.
And so you'll be seeing them driving on the highways, probably some people that you may know.
Yep,
and
exactly.
The other great thing about it that we were discussing too is, you know, let's face it, it's not just, like I was telling you, it's not just coal miners, it's not just construction workers, people that work in power plants or anything like that. It's men in general don't want to go to the doctor. And so this is a great way for folks to get some questions answered and still have that little bit of anonymity, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when we came up with the idea, we talked about the fact that, you know, the crisis is nationwide and, you know, statewide, Utah's the sixth highest state for opioid-related deaths. And unfortunately, our counties, Carbon and Emery, are two of the three highest counties in the state for opioid-related deaths. And we brainstormed, you know, what we tried to get down to the root of it. And we all collectively decided that it was a lot to do with work industry or work-related accidents, you know, and being prescribed and not understanding the risks associated with it or alternatives to prescriptions. So Know Your Script, if you go to knowyourscript.org, you can go there. It has all the information. You don't have to put anything, like none of your information is required to gain the knowledge that's available on the website. You can go there and find so many resources.
And this is available to anybody. It's not just, you know, yes, you're using the coal mine industry and the power industry and that as a great soundboard to bounce off from, but anybody can go on this website. There's great information on there for everyone.
Absolutely. As community members, as individuals, as parents, grandparents, you know, it has information for how to keep your family safe, how to keep your children safe, all of that stuff. So it's a really good website, a really good initiative for everyone to take a few minutes and look into and see what you can do to champion yourself to help in this crisis.
All right. So, Alyssa, if anybody has or is looking for more information, can they contact you guys down there at Four Corners? And what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. I would say that you can always call our office at 637-7200. That's the administration office at Four Corners. And if you ask about the Know Your Script or the prevention team, they can get you in contact with us. You can also always find information on our Facebook page, careforcarbon.org. That's the Coalition for Carbon County, and you can always outreach us that way. You can, you know, there should be, and then knowyourscript.org, again, is going to be the website for this specific campaign.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Alyssa Potter. She is the, one of the Prevention Coalition Coordinators for Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Alyssa, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. This is a great program, and I hope that more people take advantage of it.
Thank you so much, Dave. Can I quickly thank our other community partners?
Go right ahead.
Thank you. So, of course, we have Four Corners Community Behavioral Health wants to thank Savage Services, Scamp Excavation, USU Eastern Mine Training Department, Marketing Elevated, Danneray Cammons, Chaos Coves, Carbon County, and I hope that's everyone. There were so many hands in this. I mean, so many community partners. So thank you to anyone that gave us a helping hand in it.
All right. Once again, it is knowyourscript.org. Go check it out if you're needing any information about any of the prescriptions that you're taking. And this is a very helpful, another thing in the toolbox, courtesy of Four Corners Community Behavioral Health. Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.